So when we were in Mysore, that was in 1936, and Forestan Baba and some of the Nandi and some of the women, we were very few then. The Westerners had not joined us yet. And I had a very bad ear operation, mastoid operation. I was very ill and had to be rushed to hospital. Baba used to come every day to the hospital, twice a day in the morning and in the afternoon, to see me. Later he would peel some fruit and put in my mouth when I just begin to eat and things like that. But the real thing is, what I really want to say, I mean, is that the nurses, it was a hospital run only by women. It was a missionary hospital, Western missionaries. I think they were English or Irish, I'm not sure. I think they were English, but beautiful people, and they started this hospital, and all the staff were women, including compounder and all the nurses and the doctors, so that only an old gardener was there. So all these little nurses, the moment when Baba came, after 2-3 days we realized that when Baba came, they always found some excuse to go in and out of my room, in and out of my room. And I said, Naja was there with me. Naja was looking after me day and night. She was put in charge. She was in the ward with me. And she thought it was very odd. We didn't see these nurses at all at any other time. But when the time for Baba's coming, they would just come in and go and ask, one nurse would come in and ask, talk with the other nurse who was in there. And then in the end, it all turned out to be that they all wanted to see Baba. But you see, we did say Baba then. We talked about Baba, but not Meher Baba or who Baba was. And then they would say, what? Baba has not come today? And we would say, no, he's not coming in the afternoons anymore. He's only coming once a day in the morning. Oh. So I said, why do you ask? He says, oh, we like so much when Baba is here. You know, the silent one. Oh. So still, we just wouldn't bring up the subject because then we didn't want to confront.
Why doesn't she speak?
Yes. Very shy. Why doesn't Baba talk there without Naja? Naja.
And one patient, she was Muslim and very beautiful woman. But her bed was just near that window, and Baba passed by, and she always used to see, at least Monday she called me, please tell me who he is. I said, brother of my patient. And she said, he looks so nice and so calm in his eyes, and he looks so beautiful. But why did he not speak? She said, I like him very much because whenever he comes, I feel nice. And I said, yes, how can I tell you?
But actually, it is not just an attraction because Baba, just without knowing, but there was one nurse, the moment Baba would sit by my bed, on the chair, she would go and bring all the newborn babes one by one of that day and just put them on Baba's lap without saying anything or without asking anything so that Baba would have to say anything. She would just put the child on Baba's lap. Baba would smile at it, take his little hands or do something like that, you see, pet it, caress it, and then she would carry it off. And she'd go quickly, it was with one pointedness. She'd put the child and pick up another one and bring, one day I remember there were about 20 newborns, and Baba looked at them. One by one. And then Baba said, are there any more? He said to me quietly when she'd gone out. I said, Baba, I don't know if there are any more, but she... And every newborn child, she would come and place on Baba's lap. So that even though we never let on who Baba was, anything, we had seen, and to us it has been, because we could see both sides, you see, here and there, it has been very touching.